From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a Quetta, Pakistan hospital Monday killed at least 70 people and wounded more than 100 others. Most of the victims were lawyers. They had gathered to mourn the killing of a provincial bar association president in a drive-by shooting. Terror analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University called it a sophisticated attack.
I think, though, that the most disturbing aspect about this attack is just how common it's become. Pakistan has probably lost more than 50,000 people to terror attacks since 9/11, the 15 years since then, and it's probably had an economic impact of around $100 billion. So the situation is almost out of control.
A faction of the extremist Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility. It said it was responsible for an attack in March targeting Pakistani Christians in Lahore that killed more than 70. Several dozen people, one account said more than 90, have been killed, hundreds wounded, when Ethiopian security forces opened fire on anti-government protests across Oromia and Amhara regions over the weekend. Authorities who blame what are called illegal protests on foreign enemies blocked social media access since Friday. Protests early this year were sparked by a now-abandoned plan to expand the capital, Addis Ababa, into outlying Oromia farmland. They persisted with prolonged detention of opposition leaders. The unrest in Amhara is also over a land dispute with the government. The U.S. is proposing a 4,000-strong regional force authorized by the U.N. Security Council for deployment to South Sudan's capital, Juba, to provide security and prevent attacks on U.N. bases. The draft resolution would augment the existing U.N. peacekeeping mission. The draft also would impose an arms embargo if the deployment is blocked by South Sudanese officials. This is VOA News.